exercise change?
Often people start exercising, because I think gyms make their money out of all those after Christmas people that enroll, then they go for 3 months and you never see them again.
New Year's resolutions.
Right. And of course, we've all done it. We've all said, I'll drink less, I'll eat better, I'll exercise more. We've all done it, and that's human nature. So how we maintain change in the longer term, and it comes to that idea of habit formation, really, isn't it? Mm. Now, if we can get through that first 3 months, and because often what happens for us in the Southern Hemisphere anyway, that winter comes on around about that time as well, which makes it harder. So, it's getting dark in the mornings if you're a gym morning person, or it's dark at night. And so, if we're going to do that summer, get fit after Christmas, New Year's resolution, then you've really got to get that habit established pretty quickly. Mm. But also realistically. Because it's all very well when we're on summer break, on holiday, but then what happens when you get back into our normal challenges of life? Mm. So we've got kids to get to school, we've got to get to work, it's all those things, we've got tasks to do at home. So it's also around what we make work within our own lifestyle balance, our own frame of other obligations. And so exercise has to be part of that, not something that's seen as an add-on. So it has to be seen as, I think, just something that's part of our life. It's something we do, like we eat, like we sleep, like we go to work. So I think from that point of view, it's seeing it more in those things. So if we think about long-term change, I think the secret is actually having this as part of our life rather than as something we try and fit in to our life.
We're talking about a lifestyle change rather than an add-on to our lifestyle.
I think so. I think that's the secret to long-term change anyway.